It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 2nd of November, the 306th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 59 days left in 2024, which means it's time to start thinking about your New Year's resolutions for our annual New Year's Day show made up of your good intentions for 2025. So if you've already made up your mind about what you'll aim for in 2025, great. Go ahead and send it to us. If not, be sure you send us your resolution or resolutions, if you're really ambitious, by the 15th of December. And mark your calendars now for the 12th of December, 6 p.m. Paris time. That's when the winners of the EPOP video competition will be announced live on the EPOP Facebook page. My good pals Max and Gail, who run the Planet Radio department that sponsors EPOP, invited me to come on the show to talk to you for a few minutes in English. So plan to stay up late or get up early on the 12th of December, beloved listeners. Another reason to tune in. One of us has made it in the finals for the RFI Clubs Prize. It's Salim Akhtar Chabhar from District Chinio, Pakistan. Mubarak, Mubarak, Mazel Tov. Congratulations, felicitations, everything, Salim. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Lots has been going on this week. We had Halloween on Thursday. I dressed up as a witch and welcomed the neighborhood kids with a loud boo and then gave them way too much candy. French dentists are going to be happy. Friday was a holiday here, All Saints Day, when Christians honor all the saints of the church. And we're at the end of Holi, the five-day Hindu festival of lights, which is also celebrated by Jains, Sikhs, and some Buddhists. It's the biggest festival in India and symbolizes the spiritual victory of light over darkness, good over evil, and knowledge over ignorance. Tomorrow is the last day. As Bidhan Chandra Sanyal from West Bengal wrote, the festival signifies new beginnings, the renewal of bonds, and commemorates the triumph of good over evil through light. It brings communities and families together in celebrations of food, worship, and fun activities. Samar Mukhopadhyay, also from West Bengal, noted that in 2023, the Diwali celebration in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh, broke the Guinness World Record for the largest display of oil lamps. There were, are you ready, 2,223,676 lamps displayed on the eve of Diwali. Huh? Thanks for writing us about the festival, Bidhan and Samir. And we hope you've all had a wonderful Diwali.
Hello, this is Abdullah Zakuba from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
The Sound Kitchen team is complete. Erwan Rome is at his mixing board behind the glass window in front of us. And our co-chef, Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, Baby Brother.
Actually, I think I'd prefer to say oil be damned.
oil be damned. Okay.
After that Guinness World Record.
Okay.
Oil be damned. Hello, big sister.
I know. Oil lamps are pretty polluting, right? Or are they?
Well, I suppose. It depends if they're all going to be lit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but got to break those Guinness World Records.
Yeah. I bet that was something to see. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I would like to see that.
Yeah. Without further ado, let's get started. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, and a tasty musical dessert from Erwan on Music from Erwan. So don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz it's time for the quiz. On the 30th of September, Marine Le Pen, the leader of the French far-right party, the National Rally, along with her father and 25 colleagues, went on trial over alleged misappropriation of European funds. They're accused of using European parliamentary funds to pay for assistants who actually worked for her National Rally Party, formerly called the National Front, rather than on European affairs. If found guilty, Le Pen could face a maximum of 10 years behind bars and a 1 million euro fine and a possible 5-year ban on standing for public office. You are to reread our article, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen on trial for misuse of EU funds, and send in the answer to this question. How many euros has the European Union Parliament estimated that Le Pen and her colleagues in the National Rally Party allegedly embezzled? Paul, what's the answer?
To quote our article, the EU Parliament estimated that in 2018 that 6.8 million euros had been embezzled. Marine Le Pen has always denied any wrongdoing. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. Can you remember the first time you received new clothes from your parents? And that was suggested by Ratna Shanta Shami from Nawagun in Bangladesh. You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member and always helping out in the kitchen, Deepita Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Deepita is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, I clearly remember on my 10th birthday, my parents gifted me a Dakai sari, a traditional hand-woven cotton attire worn by women in Bengal. My mom had to help me learn to wear it, as it required quite an effort to manage the 4-meter-long cloth. I remember strutting about the house like a proud princess, wrapped up in my doo dress, complete with a bindi on my forehead, as an adult. It was the happiest moment of my life as I graduated from a frock to a sari, and my parents approved that I had grown up into a lady. Congratulations, Deepita, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Hasina Zaman Hassi, who's a member of the RFI Amour Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and RFI Listeners Club members Nasir Muhammad from Katsina State in Nigeria, as well as Sakawat Hossein from Sylhet, Bangladesh. Last but assuredly not least, RFI English listener and faithful correspondent Bidin Chandra Sanyal from West Bengal, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. On RFI English journalist Melissa Shamam's most recent Spotlight on Africa podcast, she highlighted textile waste in Africa from fast fashion. Melissa talked to Sam Kwashi Idun and Helen Denna from Greenpeace Africa, whose recent report shows how the West African country Ghana has become a dumping ground for the world's unwanted textiles, with devastating consequences for local ecosystems. You know all about it, though, don't you? Because, of course, you did not miss Melissa's podcast or her article, Ghana Grapples with Crisis Caused by World's Throwaway Fashion. Listen again and send in the answer to these questions. How much secondhand clothing arrives in Ghana each week? And what happens to the unsellable clothes? Again, re-listen to Melissa Shamam's most recent Spotlight on Africa podcast, Ghana Grapples with Crisis Caused by World's Throwaway Fashion, or reread her article of the same name, although that's kind of cheating because we're radio, and send in the answer to these two questions. How much secondhand clothing arrives in Ghana each week, and what happens to the unsellable clothes? You'll find Melissa's podcast and article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Hey, Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
Well, it's from our good friend Hans Werner Lolliker from Hederhusen in Denmark. And he asks, as France has small parts of its republic spread all over the world, where would you go for a visit if he had the chance? He noted that 30 years ago, he attended a youth leadership training course organized by the European Union in Guadeloupe. And he added, if I had the choice today, I might go to the Pacific.
Well, what about you, Paul? Where would you go?
I'd go to Guadeloupe, actually. Yeah. My eldest daughter was there about 3 or 4 years ago. She sent loads of videos of her splashing about in these kind of lagoons on a motorboat on the beaches. And I thought, how is it that she gets to these places and I don't? I say, well, she's adventurous and good looking. What about you?
And young. sorry, Papa. Yeah. La Réunion. No particular reason, aside from it looks really beautiful and I adore the Indian Ocean. Yeah. And I really liked the music from La Réunion that Erwan chose last week.
So, a bit of Indian Ocean swing and sun and
green,
the beach.
Yeah. What about you? Which of the 13 overseas French territories would you visit if you had the chance? And thanks again, Hans, for the suggestion. And remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 25th of November to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of December to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, can you remember the first time you received new clothes from your parents? It was suggested by Ratna Shanta Shami from Nawagan in Bangladesh. Well, for most of you, the gifts were related to school. For Malik Momin Araza Kokar, it was his first school uniform. He wrote, I was very proud of my new clothes and that I could go to school and learn. Ditto for Radhakrishna Pillai. He wrote, I had been gifted new clothes by my parents from my first birthday, but the clothes that I remember that were given to me again by my parents on my first day of school. The same goes for Rafik Kondaka, who wrote, it was 1985. after my annual examination in my primary standard class 5, and my parents gave me a nice shirt for the first time. I still remember the date, the 25th of December. I still have it, although it is too small to wear now. For Jayanta Chakrabarty, it was, as he wrote, in 1973. I was finishing high school when my father presented me with a pair of denim jeans. They were imported, as Indian-made denim came to the market only in the 1980s. Though I was overjoyed with my prized possession, I was at odds in college in this new fashion. Few students wore this trendy new apparel. Remember the baggy and bell-bottom trousers that were in vogue in the 1970s? Well, yes, I do. But I felt elated and quite proud wearing them every day. This had a cascading result. No sooner had the first year ended than almost all my male and female peers were in jeans. Would you call it a demonstrative effect, as economists would like to call it?
No, Jayanta. I would call it the trendsetter effect, you old-fashioned mogul, you.
Here's Helmut Matt's response. I grew up with a simple family in a very small village in the countryside. We were mum, dad, grandma, and 4 brothers. When I was little, I always had to wear my older brother's clothes. The trousers were made of leather, or, if they were fine trousers, they came from my mum's brother, who was a master tailor at Breuninger in Stuttgart. In the evenings and in winter, mum would often sit in the living room and knit clothes for us children. I still remember a very nice rustic cardigan, light grey with a green border. It had a zipper and small pockets on both sides. I was proud and happy when I tried on the cardigan, which was a little too big for me the first time. Of course, I was allowed to wear the beautiful piece on cold days, but after only a few years, I could no longer wear it. I had grown. She also knitted lots of socks and hats for us children, but I will never forget my mum's cardigan. Well, let's end with 2 very honest gentlemen, Father Stephen Wara and Nazir Muhammad, who both wrote that they simply could not remember. and there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, which of the 13 overseas French territories would you visit if you had the chance? And that was suggested by Hans Werner Lolliker from Hederhusen in Denmark. Well, thanks very much, Hans. Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure, as always, Big Sister.
This is The Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in The Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday, the 9th of November, for the answer to the question about the diplomatic troubles between Algeria and France. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. And today he's chosen music from a husband and wife musical team, Jean and Marcus Baylor, and their ensemble, The Baylor Project. 7-time Grammy Award nominees and recipients of the Image Award from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the American Civil Rights Organization founded in 1909, the Baylors note that their duo is built on love, family, faith, culture, and community. Both children of pastors, their musical roots come from the church. The Baylor Project pays homage to their wide-ranging musical influences, jazz, gospel, blues, and soul. The overall effect is buoyant, feel-good music, which I think you will feel too, I know I do. Erwan chose their composition, We Swing the Cipher, which Gene and Marcus Baylor wrote together. So get up and swing with them. And thanks again, Erwan, for another musical discovery. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. And be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to y'all next week.
Most we sing so hard, sometimes they don't understand just the way we live. It's in the lay of our land. In everything we do, we gotta tell our life story. It might be the blues or pop or rock or hip hop. A little bit of church, and don't forget the doo-wop. It's how we swing, we swing. No, 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 no. Ups and downs, got spinning around. We can reach and touch the sky with the feet standing on the ground. From the rhythm of the bush to the soul of the street, we be tap dancing on your head or break dance like it's Beat Street. That's how we swing. Oh, that's how we swing. drama some, give the drama some. Hey. Hey, thank you, cute y'all. Swing.